Hello, and you're listening to the Between Show Loopcast. I'm Jeff Horwich. With me here is Sandon Totten, who's the assistant producer of The Loop.
Howdy, Jeff.
Let me just say a bit about what The Loopcast is, because this is the first one of these that we're doing. Now, if you haven't heard the actual hour-long show, you're going to probably want to listen to that for a lot of the key content that we thought would be important on this topic of crime. And that's on our website. You can find it there and download it or stream it. But because the show is only an hour long, we had a couple of elements that, for whatever reason, you know, thematically or schedule-wise, didn't find their way into the show. And we regret having to keep those out of the hour.
They're not bad. I mean, yeah, they're diamonds on the cutting room floor, you know.
That's a good way to put it. So that's what the Loopcast is about. We want to bring you a few of those extra things in just a few minutes. So thanks for downloading and listening to it.
I like to think of it as bite-sized radio.
Sure. We'll bite this off. the first thing that we've got for you, I was talking with our reporter, Tim Post, Minnesota Public Radio reporter Tim Post, up in Collegeville, St. Cloud area, and he was saying he always gets a chuckle out of reading the crime blotter in the St. Cloud Times. So we thought we'd get in touch with the reporter who puts that together, ask if she could gin up a few of the gems from recent weeks. And here she is.
Hi, my name is Carrie Petrie. I'm the public safety reporter for the St. Cloud Times, and I compile the area crime log that appears in the paper. Here's some of our items from recent weeks. A resident reported to St. Cloud police that someone punched his vehicle, leaving dents in it. The person who punched it had reportedly been saving the parking space that the man parked in. The suspect was gone when police arrived. Waite Park police are investigating a theft. A resident said he purchased Twins tickets and never received them. He purchased additional tickets, and when he went to the game, he noticed his neighbors were sitting in the seats he had first purchased. A woman reported that she was stopped at a traffic signal in St. Cloud when a car pulled up next to her. The man in the car pulled down his pants, leaned back, and exposed himself to her. The woman drove away, but the car pulled up next to her again, and the man exposed himself again. An employee reported that an upset customer threw an onion ring through a drive-through window at the Stock Rapids Burger King. The customer was upset about a sandwich.
So that is Carrie Petrie, who works for the St. Cloud Times and puts together a weekly crime blotter for them. One of the other things that we have we want to share with you, we sent Sandon off to try and find a thief, like a small-time thief, and try and capture what is in the brain of somebody who does that. Sandon, who is this guy we're going to hear from?
Oddly enough, he's someone I'm kind of well acquainted with, a friend of mine, and I kind of found out through other friends that he had this background that I did not know about. Kind of struck me as a little odd to find out that he is, on top of being a nice guy and a friend of mine, a cat burglar.
What does that mean to be a cat burglar
in
this
day and age? Well, I like the image because I picture him, you know, wearing one of those little black hats and maybe a little mask across his eyes. But he said, truthfully, he wears black, but no mask. And he does a lot of acrobatics to get into people's houses. He said sometimes, you know, climbing up walls and stuff. So I picture that kind of, you know, that cat-like agility being part of being a cat burglar.
And why was he not at all nervous about talking to you?
Well, I promised we would do some voice alteration on his tape, and so if the tape sounds a little funny, that's why. We're not going to use his name, and I guess he's just an open guy, you know?
Well, here he is, Sandon's buddy the cat burglar.
Since I was a kid, I've been breaking into houses, so I'd rather keep my name anonymous. There's different reasons. Sometimes it's just I want an item. Other times it's I want to make some money. From one person, I'd take their tools. I took a coin collection. I took cameras, binoculars, stuff like that. Have I ever felt guilty taking something? There was one time that I felt guilty. The item was a laptop, and it had a number of stories on it. It had a lot of their writing on it. It was something that clearly had personal value, and if I didn't return it, there was going to be this personal loss that they wouldn't be able to repair. And to me, I wasn't going to return it. I needed cash, so I kept it. But it was only that one time, and you just forget about it. If people are shook up by the fact that they are vulnerable, then that's their problem. My role in demonstrating that they're vulnerable isn't something I feel guilty about.
That was the anonymous cat burglar letting us inside his brain and his line of business. Thanks, Sandon, for bringing that to us. So the last one of these we have for you is just a few seconds, less than a minute, I think, from Minneapolis Police Chief Tim Dolan, interim chief at this point. But he got the nod the other day from the mayor saying that he does believe that Tim Dolan now is the man for the job. We thought we wanted to grab a little bit of time with him, see if we could get a story from him that you might not hear elsewhere. I should say I learned in the course of a longer conversation with him in his office about crime rates in the city, and particularly that the first part of the year was a truly, in his eyes, disturbing surge in crime.
Right.
Later in the year, actually, started to even off. So what had seemed like crime rates that were, 50-60% above the year before now are down to maybe a quarter, and he'd like to get that down to 20 is what he was saying. And they're looking at adding cops and all kinds of other sort of policy-related things. But one of the moments that we wanted to capture for The Loop was a crime story of his. And he did sort of have one to tell, at least, how as a child he'd been affected by crime and how that shapes the way he sees things now.
Named Tim Dolan. I'm the acting police chief in the city of Minneapolis. I grew up on the near north side on 25th and 6th Street. As a paper boy up there, I was nearly abducted a couple times. I had the morning route. I had basically Broadway through Lawry and Washington to Emerson, and you'd have people come up, try to buy a paper, and one occasion somebody grabbed me and tried to drag me in the car, and another occasion I had somebody that dragged me between a couple of houses, and so very close encounters with these predators, and I was fortunate to be able to get away. I think it makes you, it shapes kind of who you are and how you look at things. When you're a law enforcement officer and you're dealing with victims and victims' families, having that empathy, that real empathy, I think makes a difference to them. They can sense it, they can see it, and they appreciate it.
Okay, that was Minneapolis Interim Chief of Police Tim Dolan. And that's pretty much it for these extra elements we wanted to bring you in this thing we're calling The Loop Cast. We do have one or two announcements before we close. Sandin, what's our first one?
Well, as you know, we like to meet with our network and kind of throw out ideas and get their thoughts.
Our network being you.
For our next show, exactly.
You who are listening.
Yep. So October 3rd, we're going to be meeting at 5:30. The location is still to be announced, but wherever it's going to be, it'll be a casual environment, and we'd love to have you, if you can just drop by, come in and just share some ideas and hear what we're thinking, and we'd love to hear what you're thinking. So
we'll have some food for you, too. And
Food for thought.
Food, both kinds of food. Watch our website for those details, and you can also keep an eye on our website for the exact date of our next taping of The Loop. It could be October 18th, could be October 19th, depending on some internal considerations here at NPR, in the UBS Forum. We're, of course, in downtown St. Paul. More details at our website. You can go to minnesotapublicradio.org, and you can pull down the programs menu and look for The Loop. It's in alphabetical order. I think we're under L. And you can find your way to our website then. And of course, at that point, you want to both bookmark it, you want to subscribe to our RSS feed so you can always hear about our new postings. And of course, you can link to gather.com, theloop.gather.com, where we've got sort of an extended discussion going on as well. That's it for The Loopcast. I'm Jeff Horwich. Sandin Totten was here with me as well, our assistant producer. Hope we can do some more of these for you, and keep listening to The Loop.